Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. The final exercise in day after the schedule release is always, what do we think the record's going to be? Now that we know how the schedule lays out, where the games will be played, we can figure out, okay, are they going over 9.5 wins? That kind of thing. If I had to guess, I think ultimately I wind up at over 9.5 wins. But Seth, let's go through these here and see what we think about these games now. All right. I got it pulled up here.
Sean.
All right, here we go. Okay. I got it pulled up here. That's all right. I got to turn down the volume on something in the studio. There we go. All right. Week one at the Los Angeles Rams. Win or loss?
The Texans are not favored in this game.
They are 2.5-point doggy dogs. Yep.
I'll just go ahead and realistically, the Texans' offensive line reshuffled and largely a huge question mark versus that defensive line. I'm not optimistic about that one on the road, so I will say a loss.
I'm L on that one as well. I think they lose. I think it's a good game. I think it's a watchable game, but they come back home and got a little nice long week, you know, an extra day. And you got Tampa Bay coming to town, a good Tampa Bay team, certainly an explosive Tampa Bay team, on Monday Night Football. How are we feeling week two?
That's a win because it's Baker Mayfield and the Bucks at home with that Texans defense playing at home for the first time this year, where the only quarterback who did anything up to the level of his ability really last year at NRG Stadium was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But Baker Mayfield, I appreciate what you've done. But no, you, sir, are no Lamar Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so 1-1. Now it gets interesting. At the team constructed by the magnificent Gladstone, Jacksonville, week three.
Is Aziz Alshire healthy in this game?
Aziz Alshire is healthy in this game.
Win. Yeah. Win.
Win. Yeah.
Win.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going win on that
I think even Jaguars players have probably gotten tired of Trevor Lawrence's act, and there's not going to be some, we got to do it for Trevor. These are the guys that wronged him.
Yep.
If anything, they might get a couple of lookout blocks there. Oh, watch out for Aziz. Yeah.
Yep.
No, they own Trevor Lawrence psychologically.
You know what's at stake in that game is the Texans' current 11-game road division winning streak that I love so much.
That's right.
They've won 11 in a row on the road in the AFC South. That includes David Culley and Lovie Smith coached games.
Sean, there's one thing that I always love to believe is that past results are 100% predictor of future results.
Always. Yeah. That's how I
guaranteed
do my investments. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly it. Buy high.
Explains a lot.
Because it's got to go higher. That's what I always say. So I'm going to just go ahead and say yes, win in that
I do
one.
Think they win. I do think they win that game. All right, then week four, they come back home and play Tennessee at home.
Who
they lost to last year at home.
And again, I'll go back to this offensive line. I'm nervous about this offensive line, particularly on the interior. Those Titans interior defensive linemen, they flat out just about booted Shaq Mason out of the league.
Yeah.
So I'm still nervous about that one, but it is at home versus potentially and probably a rookie quarterback. Win.
Win. Okay, win for you. I'm going to go win, but I'm nervous about that one. All right. I don't know how much time we need to spend on at Baltimore. Are you predicting the upset here, Seth?
I can't predict an upset, but right now it's an L for me.
It's an L for me, too. All right, so we both got them 3. I think 3-2 at the bye week. I'll take that. I'll sign up. Without knowing who the wins are over, I would sign up for 3-2 at the bye week right now. All right, so they come back from the bye, and it's Monday Night Football. Now we start to get into some games that there's a lot of coin flippers coming up here, man. At Seattle, Monday Night Football, coming off of the bye week.
Nick Caley as an offensive coordinator after a bye week is undefeated. So I am going to take the fact that by this point, CJ will have gotten acquainted with his new teammates, his new offense, his new offensive coordinator, and it will be after a bye week.
Yeah.
A couple of little wrinkles here or there. I'm going to stretch a little bit on this. Did you say the Seahawks are favored in this game?
I haven't seen the lines on any of the games except the first one.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say a win versus the Seahawks on Monday night.
Say a win. All right, I'm going to put an L there just to go a little divergent in the woods. So you got them 4-2. I got them 3-3. All right, they come back home. Now they come back home for 3 games in a row. So you haven't played three home games in a row. You hadn't played a home game since week 4. So it will have been a month since they played a home game, and they've got San Francisco in town week 8. San Francisco team that was banged up last year, but high expectations this year.
That's a win.
Okay.
For one, just because it's a win.
Yep.
Two, it's that same aforementioned Texans pass rush at home versus a newly rich Brock Purdy, who will have been disappointing people by then. And the 49ers just ain't what they used to be. Win.
I'm going to go win, too. I'm going to go win on that one. Especially for me, they're going to be coming off a loss to Seattle. I think they're going to be, they will not have tasted a win since that Tennessee game in my world, because they'd have lost to Baltimore, had a bye, and lost to Seattle. I think they win that game. Next week, Denver comes to town. The Sean Payton show comes to town. Who do you got in that one?
I'll tell you what, Bo Nix just feels like one of these kinds of quarterbacks that I don't know exactly what he's going to, finish up as in terms of where he is in the quarterback rankings and what have you. Yeah. But I think he's done way better than I thought. I wasn't all that high on him. Sean Payton's done a good job with him. And there's just a feel about Bo Nix that seems like the kind of guy that like the Texans do every year defensively. They have horrible performances against guys like Bo Nix. So I'll go ahead and give him a loss.
Got an L there. I'm going to go win there. I think they do to Bo Nix in that game what they did to quarterbacks last season. Then Jacksonville rounds out this 3-game set at home here in week 10. Home for Jacksonville. Who do you got in that one, Seth?
Win.
Yeah, I got win too in that one as well. All right. So you
That'll be the point two in the season where I think the Jaguars are really going to start to try to break the mold of expectations and show people what's genuinely possible. And they roll Travis Hunter out there to play 120 snaps or something.
I hope so. All right. Next comes the 4-game stretch, and we got to rapid fire these probably. The 4-game stretch that I think is the toughest 4 games of the year. 2 division road games with a couple primetime games against the two, arguably the two best teams in the AFC. We'll start week 11 at Tennessee.
I'm going to throw in a loss to Tennessee just because they got to at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a win, but that winning streak on the road is going to end at some point. Home for Buffalo on Thursday Night Football.
They own Josh Allen in that stadium. Okay. That's a win.
You're going to go win there. I'm going to go win also there. On the short week, the Buffalo's the road team at Indianapolis, week 13.
Losers by that point. They're going to be just such a mess. They're going to be playing. They'll have traded for Joe Flacco by that point.
Win there. I'm going to go loss at Indianapolis.
Okay, me too.
Sunday. No, I'm putting you down for a win. Sunday night.
No. At Indianapolis. Sorry, at Kansas City.
Sunday night, Kansas City. I can't, in good conscience, pick a win in Kansas City in a primetime cold weather game right now.
Yeah, not right this moment.
Right. So you got an L there as well. So you and I both have them 2-2 in that 4-game stretch. Final 4 games of the year, which I think is a great runway into the postseason, if indeed this is a postseason team. Home for Arizona.
Win.
Win. I got that as a win. Home for Vegas.
Win.
Win. At Los Angeles Chargers.
Win on that one.
Win on that one. All right, I'm going to go loss
because
because
Justin Herbert, especially as it gets down to crunch time, has not shown himself to be one of those guys that has his best games.
I'm going to go loss on that one.
So what's the record at that point?
For you, it is 8-5. For you, it's 10. It is 11-5.
Oh, okay. So they might have to play to try to win that game, the last game.
The last game for seeding, maybe, if nothing
else.
Very
good chance it's not a meaningless game.
Yeah, yeah. So they play the Colts. Versus the Colts. I got a win versus the Colts as well. I have them at 11-6, which was my same prediction as last year. You, Seth, have them at a nice and optimistic 12-5 with a 4-game winning streak, 6 out of their last 7.
That's right. Getting hot at the right moment. I'm glad it worked out that way. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, there you go. 12-5 and 11-6. As the Payne and Pendergast official rapid-fire predictions.
Unbiased, not homerish at all.
Unbiased, and we're totally emptying our savings to bet on over 9.5. Both of us are. We put our money where our mouth is. We will do a video that's completely not generated by AI that shows us walking up to a betting window somewhere to put all this money down. Yes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Lopez is here. B. Scott is in for Reggie Atatula today. Gentlemen?
Yeah, there's nothing homerific about that at all.
Absolutely not. No, 12-5 and 11-6.
Completely objective.
Hey, man.
There's one thing that people come to me for. It's two things. Advanced stats on baseball and my integrity.
but let's just be honest about it. We are not here on May 15th to be crapping on the schedule, talking about how the Texans ain't going to win but 7
games. Hell no, man. You know what I mean? Today is about hope.
Yeah, exactly. Hope. That's it. Today is about hope.
Yes.
And honestly, from now all the way up until training camp or through training camp, we should still be hopeful up until the point where the Texans give us a reason not to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, and I honestly, the biggest question mark for me with this team is just whether or not Nick Caley's a good offensive coordinator. And as a fan, as a sports radio host, as a streamer, any of those things, I can't handle another season of wondering about my offensive coordinator. I would like the Texans to win a lot of games, but more than anything, I just want Nick Caley to be a guy I feel really good about. Yes, please, Nick Caley, if you can't do it for your team or your God or your country, do it for old Sethers.
It's
just
funny.
Yeah, be a good offensive coordinator.
Looking at the schedule through that prism, like through the question being like, when will we know about Nick Caley? Now, keeping in mind,
we all
Bobby Sloak was getting head coaching interviews after his entire first season. Mm-hmm. None of us thought Slowick was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Well, my whole take the entire offseason was we didn't know what we had in Bobby Slowick yet.
That's fine.
After that first year.
But getting fired would have been extreme, right? Like, did you?
I didn't think he would get fired because of potentially D'Amico's allegiance to him.
Yeah.
But he just hadn't, the run game was just so, there were a lot of signs that he didn't know what he was doing in the run game in the first year, and that was a huge question mark.
Sure.
Let me ask you guys this then. Let me finish
my point. I think in looking at the schedule, that the part of the schedule where we'll kind of have a feel for what Nick Caley's about, coming out of the bye, because you got the bye to, as Seth has pointed out several times today, kind of recalibrate things. Coming out of the bye, you're at Seattle, you're home for San Francisco, and you're home for Denver. Those are three good defenses right there, all in a row.
Yeah, and so for me, I was looking at it right before the bye, just like, since the bye is so early, and this is going to be one of my gripes with the schedule.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But since the bye is so early, but the last team that you play before the bye is the Baltimore Ravens.
That too.
and before that, you will have at least played the Bucks and the Rams, who have formidable defenses. Mm-hmm. Will you, by the time you get to that early bye, week six, will you have at least a decent feeling for what Nick Caley
that's
is?
That's exactly where I am.
Yeah.
I had, when you asked the question, I said the bye.
That's where I'm looking at.
Well, even throw Tennessee in there. So that's just pointed that out last season and again now. Like Tennessee's,
that's a good point.
Their strength is their defense. You know, that's a good defense too. That won, they, you know, they won a game here last year.
Yeah. And especially their front. Like, and what are the issues and the questions about the Texans' offense?
Yeah.
They lie primarily with the interior offensive line and, of course, what the offense itself is going to look like.
Yep. Really interesting
schedule.
Yeah, I
would say at the very least, if they have a couple of 30-plus point showings before that bye week, I'd feel a lot better about them. Like last year, they didn't really have a lot of – they where they were in the rankings offensively didn't also always measure up with the fact that they had never really poured on the points other than that Patriots game in the first half of the season.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.